got some money to spend tonight.
Well, this is one of those days where it's good that there is no camera in the studio, because they would see me bebopping around because that music is getting me all fired up for the weekend. And here to tell us more about some entertainment options, some arts options, we have Jonathan Toman with Peak Radar. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Shannon. Any way we can get people bopping around, I think, is a good thing. So we'll take that.
Yeah, that's a technical term for how I move, because it's definitely not dancing. Tell us what's going on in the Pikes Peak region this weekend.
Yeah, it's a busy first weekend in December, and it starts tonight with First Friday. It is the December First Friday for downtown Colorado Springs, Old Colorado City, and Manitou Springs. So local galleries are open and up and running. A lot of them have virtual offerings on their websites, and you can purchase online, or many of them are open in person. Some of them are by appointment only, so you'll have to look into that. And a great way to see all of those details is peakradar.com/firstfriday, which has over 20 different offerings for this evening, where local galleries are open with new shows, holiday shows, exciting different kinds of shows, lots happening this evening. And there's also the virtual First Friday Challenge, which for December is sponsored by the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region, where $500 in challenge dollars will be given away at the top of every hour from 5 to 8 p.m. for a total of $1,500. And purchases will count toward the match, and the funds will be distributed as $25 matching gifts to the businesses on purchases of $25 or more made in that 5 to 8 Mountain Standard Time window this evening. So a fun way to help support local businesses and find some art for yourself or somebody else over the holiday season. So First Friday tonight. In addition, I'm sure folks are curious about the Festival of Lights Parade, which has sort of reversed itself this year, where the floats will be stationary and people will be able to drive through the Broadmoor World Arena and see the floats. But that is sold out for tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. But good news, KKTV.com and their Facebook page, you'll be able to watch starting at 5 p.m. tomorrow. So you can still get the Festival of Lights experience, just not in person, because unfortunately they're sold out. But I wanted to make sure I addressed that, because it's a big event in this season. A couple more. Up in Woodland Park, Tweeds is having their holiday home tour still this year. It's called Sounds of the Season.
Okay.
And that'll be tomorrow from 10 to 5 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Guests will raise funds for 5 nonprofit organizations up that way: Habitat for Humanity of Taylor County, Taylor Senior Coalition, UPass Symphony Guild, Woodland Park Players, and the Woodland Park Senior Center. Of course, they'll have all sorts of things in place to help make it safe. Face coverings in all locations that are limiting home occupancies, and a touchless experience for everybody checking out the cool decorations and fun home experiences. There's also a virtual experience as part of that as well. Flying W Ranch is back up and running, and they have their Christmas at Flying W Ranch. 2 shows every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in December. Authentic Colorado barbecue, plus a world-class Western Christmas show, including, of course, the Flying W Wranglers. So a Christmas jubilee that will make your heart sing and take you back to years gone by at the Flying W Ranch. Commonweal Artist Co-op in Manitou has their holiday market up and running, and that goes until the end of December, with art and fine craft items made by local Colorado artists. And then finally, Electric Safari at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo gets running. In fact, this evening is the first night of Electric Safari, where you can see over 85 one-of-a-kind light sculptures, while, of course, celebrating the season with the animals of the zoo at the same time. At the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, that'll run through January 1st. And there, you have to have tickets and appointment times for that as part of their COVID-19 measures. And then finally, Shannon, a lot of this can be found on the Peak Radar Holiday Guide. Peakradar.com/holiday guide has a couple dozen, actually, still events and activities that are happening throughout the next few weeks. Family fun, virtual, all kinds of different things to check out and make sure to help get yourself into the spirit of the season. So a couple of big things, and a couple of, we're getting into that holiday event part of the year. So there's always stuff happening, even despite everything else that's going on in the world.
That's right. You know, there are ways to slice and dice our way through finding a very meaningful holiday events and traditions and celebrations and arts experiences that will, you know, it's going to be a different holiday, but, you know, it's still going to have a lot of spirit. And we applaud everyone who's working so hard behind the scenes to continue to make sure that some offerings are out there for people who want to enjoy them. Jonathan Toman,
thank you.
Raise your glass of coffee. Okay, your cup of coffee. Thank you so much, Jonathan Toman with Peak Radar. We appreciate it. As always, every Friday, you can catch up the very latest. And as he said, go to peakradar.com/virtual/holiday/FirstFriday. That'll get you to the various areas that will help you plan out your weekend. Jonathan, thanks again.
Have a good weekend, Shannon. Thank you.
You too.